oftentimes don't remember that. But we are living in paradise with Jesus. When we love one another, and the church is to be paradise. So this is the new year, and we are now looking forward to who we are as citizens living in paradise. We're going to be exploring today in our time together the love of Jesus in 2025 and going forward, the paradise. And all that I share this morning is within the boundaries of the latest call from Lambeth to think and look creatively at our theology. You may find it challenging, and I'm happy to have a discussion with you over coffee today in a frank and honest manner. Do we stay in the grave, or do we evolve into new life in the resurrection? This is the last Sunday of the church's year. It's an opportunity to look back and look around at the present time and look forward to the next 50 years in the life of the church. I'm excited about how many of you have come and found your way here today to St. Dunstan's, following the traditional pathway of Christianity. Think for a moment about the people in your lives who brought you to an understanding of being with God through a Christian pathway that we refer to as the Canterbury Road in the Anglican Church. But just think about who brought you to faith and give thanks for them right now. Maybe it's your parents, maybe it was a cousin, a neighbor, or the Spirit called you personally on your own. We give thanks for these people. Sadly, as we look around, we wonder about what's going to happen for the next generation. Has not heard the call, as we have, or from us, to follow the example and teaching of Jesus. In our society, many are in fear about the future and want to cling to the definition of God from the past. I believe we are to follow our loving evolutionary God who's in the future and who's calling us forward. Today, I want to give you some tools to help us reach out to the next generations as we proclaim the good news that God is love. In my life journey, I adopt the attitude of the prophet Isaiah that we heard about last Sunday. The past is done. However, it is important that we reflect on the past and learn through reflection and consultation with others in the present moment for the building into the future. Change comes through action and belief shifts founded in a critique and being open to obvious change based in evidence. Like Isaiah, I cannot get stuck in the past. Sadly, getting stuck is a sign of deep trauma. If this is happening for you, get some help through some counseling. As we look back at the past year today, we all celebrate Clarence's arrival a year ago and his presence with us. I celebrate the positioning of Erica's coracles in the church that remind us of our mystical journey as we experience of being a part of being alive. And I'm grateful for life itself, for Erica, and for this loving community. Let's pause and think about what we are thankful for in this past year. Amen. This morning I want to share some new glimmerings that are emerging globally within the spiritual family, as well as in the scientific community, that might bear fruit in the future as we seek to broaden the Christian family, and especially within the Anglican Church. These new insights have Anglican, broader Christian, and mystical roots. In science, they're emerging from advanced quantum physics. They are important and challenging for us, who have been traditionally brought up and introduced to Christianity through Sunday school and to science through high school and popular culture. I must say that messy church, which we practice here and we see happening, is a vast improvement over maybe what we experienced when we were kids. I'm committed to a combination of our knowledge of science with our spiritual understanding so that it's healthier and more real, based in evidence as well as faith. Our faith, with its values based in love, must be transmittable as truth to people who have lived their lives. Burdened with the half-truths of the wired society of the internet and the wild half-truths from some parts of Christianity, which I know some of you have experienced as you've told me about it on your journey here. I want to make sure that when I'm talking about my faith, I'm talking about it in a way that people with no faith or others who are often suspicious of things from the past can grab hold of what we're saying with evidence about a loving God and move on with this knowledge and confidence in a radically changing and informed world. This new understanding of God that I'm going to share this morning is real and sustaining. All too often, people get manipulated and hurt by organized religion. Thank God, St. Dunstan's is not one of those parts of the church. For me, it's important that we as a church recognize and share that we are a spiritual people, understanding that God evolved us in love and that God is love. The church must proclaim that procreation is not a sinful act. It is an act of love and of God. God is creator, and all things were, are, and will be created through divine love and evolution. Creation happens through love. This is true for all animals on land and sea, as well as all plants. This is the creative function that enables us to say that God is love. The first word of God is, in fact, creation, not the Bible. Modern science has given us important knowledge based on the evidence of our alive, evolving universe and planet Earth. We know that the Big Bang that created the cosmos happened approximately 13.5 billion years ago. We are conscious beings, but science has no answers for the source of consciousness. A philosophic system known as panpsychism says that consciousness came into the world from before the time of the Big Bang. Creation itself has always been conscious. Consciousness comes from a divine source. Think of that. Consciousness comes from a divine source. The universe has evolved through the energy of God in a conscious way. Anglicans and all Christians believe that Jesus is from the beginning of time, from before the Big Bang, and that Jesus is God. It is noteworthy that modern science, sourced by the James Webb Telescope, has allowed us to understand that the evolution of our universe was just perfect to allow for life as we know it to come through evolution for our planet Earth. In this particular part of the cosmos, with Earth being formed about 6.4 billion years ago. This in science is known as fine-tuning. It happened not by chance, but by design. And I believe this design is divine. It is a sign of God, a gift of life and of love. I have learned scientifically through quantum physics about our God-given nature. It tells me that there is energy in all of us of two types, wave energy and entangled energy. Entangled energy makes up all the physical, tangible things that we see and touch, both in ourselves and in everything around us. There are signs of the entangled energy which is foundational to our physical selves. The uniqueness and spiritual brightness that each one of us possesses is a sign of the other part of quantum energy, known as wave energy. Both forms of energy are never destroyed. There's a growing thought that when our physical body dies, our wave energy goes to the cosmos from whence it came at our creation, and our entangled energy stays behind. All beings and all things have this dual form of energy, as we know from research. In Christian belief, we have known this for 2,000 years, from the faith-based love story, the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And we have called this wave of energy the soul. Thinking about the new Christian year ahead, I believe that God is now and in the future inviting us to follow into the future as it evolves. We cannot get stuck in the past due to our fear. With courage, we journey towards God, who is in the future waiting for us. Mystically, the year ahead, we are moving towards a new understanding of being alive. There is a developing new spiritual process that transcends Christianity, that is insightful at the mystical level, called convergence. Convergence process is interesting in that not only is it a Christian theology, but a universal spiritual theology that is attracting people from a variety of faith expressions. People from Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, and all other parts of the spectrum, as well as people that have never claimed a faith, are coming into this convergence. It's an understanding driven by the spirit of reconciliation and climate change, that we are a mystical people, no matter what our religion or no religion, and that we are coming together as a spiritual people in love and mutual respect as we gather with one God for all. Convergence recognizes that God is in all things and we are all one in the divine love of God. This oneness is called the new sphere. It is an evolving theological concept based in the pioneering work of Pierre-Thiard de Chardin in the early 1900s, that all of God's creation is together as opposed to the old tribal idea of breaking apart. Our work is for the planet Earth, to protect it from abuse. It takes us forward into the future so that there is a future not just for a few, but for all the people on the planet, as well as all the other animals and planetary life. There are new sphere groups springing up spontaneously across the planet. It's a developing theology and movement. Far too much detail for this morning, but there is literature available that I have if you're interested. The whole idea of new sphere and convergence movement is an exciting way to affirm the truth that God is love and a means to journey into the new year ahead with a fresh approach. It allows us, using modern insight from both spirituality and science, to follow the truth that there is God, and God is present for us and for us in all creation, and that evolution is not random, but guided by consciousness and creative love. This is a promising foundation upon which to fulfill a resolution for the Christian year ahead of us. And here comes the ask. I invite you to join with me in taking a risk and inviting somebody new to come to St. Dunstan's in this new Christian year ahead. Someone who's been suspicious about Christianity, to use some of the knowledge shared this morning in discussion, as well as your faith, so that their skepticism about faith can be diminished. Help to develop an understanding that there is evidence to show that God is real and alive and at work. You can use this information to broaden the definition of God. Some people get stuck in thinking that God is a little entity somewhere, that when we know that God is the ground of our being, beyond any human definition. The whole concept of consciousness, evolution of the earth and the universe gives me hope for the future, even when we are beset with climate uncertainty and the violence of war around us. It is a roadmap for me, and I pray for you and for our diverse neighbors as we come together to work for the health and safety of the planet, God's gift to all of us. I have hope for life of our grandchildren, as well for the generations that follow, and for the preservation of all the wildlife, plants, and sea creatures. If we can only work together in faith, which is not about certainty or even belief, it's about hope, trust, and a decision to live something out.